Good morning from the WVIK newsroom. I'm Joseph Leahy. Handling a mobile phone while driving could soon be illegal in Iowa under a bill that's on its way to the governor's desk. The Iowa House voted Wednesday to ban using an electronic device while driving unless it's in hands-free mode. It's the first time the House has passed the bill after many years of law enforcement, cyclists, and others calling on lawmakers to crack down on distracted driving. Republican Representative Ann Meyer of Fort Dodge led the effort and thanked family members of victims killed by distracted driving for their advocacy.
Telling your story is very difficult, but it has made a difference. I do believe this legislation will save lives.
Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to sign the bill into law after she asked lawmakers to pass it in her condition of the state address in January. It would take effect on July 1st. Meanwhile, legislation stemming from Davenport's deadly apartment building collapse in 2023 is moving forward at the Iowa Capitol. Bettendorf Republican Gary Moore is sponsoring a public records bill that passed unanimously in the House this week. He says Davenport city officials have not been transparent with records related to the tragedy.
City building inspection reports prior to the collapse have continued to be withheld from public view. Did city inspections indicate a potential collapse? We don't know. Should the building have been vacated as unsafe for occupancy? We don't know.
Moore says residents also deserve more transparency regarding nearly $2 million that Davenport paid to settle harassment allegations by city staff in 2023. Moore's bill would increase penalties for violating open records laws and require training for public officials. Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed similar legislation approved by lawmakers last year. A federal judge has ruled for the second time that Iowa's ban on books with sexual content in school libraries is likely unconstitutional. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Cheng reports on Wednesday's decision that blocks the state from enforcing the ban.
Penguin Random House joined other major book publishers in arguing against the book ban because they say it is too broad. Attorney Dan Novak says if a book depicts sex, the state could remove it without considering its literary value. But Novak says that would deny students necessary information about the wider world.
If I'm a teacher, does it matter how many students I've connected that book to and found that it helped unlock something in them, a desire to learn, to read, to grow? Doesn't matter.
In the judge's opinion, he says school library collections are already curated for age-appropriate reading. The ruling only applies to the library restrictions, not other parts of the law challenged in a related lawsuit. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
In Illinois, a new poll shows most residents want more public funding for public schools. The Illinois Education Association released the survey results yesterday as teachers are warning that President Trump's plan to eliminate the Department of Education could reduce school spending and hurt students. Al Lawrence is president of the Illinois Education Association.
More than 90% of folks believe every child has a right to a public education. The cuts being made at the national level by President Trump and Education Secretary Linda McMahon fly in the face of what Illinoisans want.
Over 70% of Illinoisans surveyed said that funding for public schools should be increased. Modern Woodman Park in Davenport has been named the best minor league ballpark in America by USA Today for a third year in a row. The newspaper published its rankings on Wednesday, noting the venue's unique features, including a mini amusement park and a view of the Mississippi River and the Centennial Bridge. The home of the Quad Cities' River Bandits was built in 1931 and is the fourth oldest ballpark in the minor league baseball league. The River Bandits' home opener is set for Tuesday, April 8th. Against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. This is WVIK News.